Hello. How are you?
大家都好吗，弟兄姐妹？
Thank God for your prayer. I'm back safely after driven 4,800 kilometers.
谢谢大家的祷告，我平安，我们平安回来。我们已经走了4,800公里
的路程。From here to Adelaide.
从这里到 Adelaide 去。
Wonderful that the Lord has ushered in a blessed New Year. I hope for you. Every day is a blessed day.
我们非常感谢主，我们能够因着靠着主能够迎接这一个新年，希望每一天你们都能够蒙恩蒙福。
And today is my first message for the year 2016.
今天呢就是在2016年我要讲的第一篇的信息。
The voice in the wilderness.
就是在旷野中的呼声。
Are you in the wilderness?
你们现在是不是在旷野里呢？
You think carefully, sometimes we are in the wilderness.
有时候我们小心来思想，我们其实会在旷野中。
But we need the voice of blessing when we are in the wilderness.
当我们在旷野中的时候，我们需要听到祝福的呼声。
So let's read the scripture by standing up first.
所以请大家站起来。我们要来读今天的经节。
Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章第一节。
Read together. 1, 2, 3.
我们大家一起来读。
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。他说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地，并约旦河一带的地方的人，都出去到约翰那里，承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？你们要结出果子来，以悔改的心相称。不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you. You usher in a better blessings that you have blessed us last year.
天父，我们谢谢你。你在今年你要带进这一个新年，这个新年会比我们过去的一年更加的蒙福。
Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that this year we hear your voice in the name of Jesus.
天父，我们奉主耶稣的名在这里祷告，我们期待在这一年的当中我们能够听到你的声音。
That the voice of faith come to us in the name of Jesus.
让那信心的信息福音能够进入到我们的耳中。
That this voice that will enable us to reach out to the unreached and our loved ones.
那这些信心的声音能够到我们的当中，还有没有信主的，还有我们亲爱的家人。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
The ministry of John the Baptist is the New Testament origin of Christian baptism.
施洗约翰的服事就是在新约时代他第一个讲到施洗的信息。
He was the one who began the baptism.
但是他第一个有了这一个施洗。
But Jesus commanded the church to continue to do the practice.
但是耶稣呢 他就劝勉教会继续有这一个施洗的礼节。
Now when we do water baptism, we do in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
那现在呢，我们为人施洗，乃是奉着父、子、圣灵的名来施洗。
But this morning we have a crucial lesson to learn from John the Baptist.
今天早上我们有一个很紧要的信息，是要从施洗约翰的施洗来学习。
We learned that the Jewish person received John's baptism.
我们知道犹太人他们领受了施洗约翰的洗礼。
Why? It was a radical act of personal commitment to the people, the true people of God.
为什么呢？这就是凡是真心相信主耶稣的人，他们必须经过施洗。
Not on corporate identity that they are Israel through birth.
他们施洗的原因并不是因为他们出生就是属于以色列族的人，能够全体来施洗。
So let's go on to explain the meaning of Matthew chapter 3. We read.
让我们仔细的来解释我们刚才所读的马太福音第三章。
Here he says, number one point, prepare the way for the Lord.
第一点，施洗约翰他在旷野中传道。
Here actually, John the Baptist used four key words.
在这里呢，施洗约翰他用了四个主要的字句。
And the first key word is prepare.
第一呢，就是要预备。
So in considering the message this morning,
想到今天早上我们所要讲的信息，
let us be more detailed the four key words.
我们要来注意这一届圣经的最主要的四个字句。
In the Hebrew culture, when they say prepare,
在这个希伯来人的习惯，当他们讲到预备的时候，
prepare in Hebrew means to clear the way.
预备呢，在希伯来文的意思就是要把那个道路做得干净。
We are to prepare the way for the Lord in the wilderness to make it straight for mankind.
我们要在旷野中为着人类来预备了一个道路。
So that God is worthy of his coming, the Messiah.
使得我们的主弥赛亚配得来到这个世间。
Do you know there are still Jews today are still waiting for the Messiah?
你知道，很可惜的，现今还有很多的犹太人还一直在等待弥赛亚的来到。
Messiah has come, that's why we have Christmas, and has gone, that's why we have Easter.
弥赛亚已经到了，所以我们庆祝了圣诞节，还有在这个受难的复活节的时候，我们也看到了基督已经来临，后来又回到天家了。
Now there are still people, the Jewish people, waiting for the Messiah.
但是有很多的犹太人仍旧在等到弥赛亚的来到。
So in Isaiah,
所以在以赛亚的圣经的26章27节，
The way of the righteous is smooth.
义人的道是正直的。
Oh, upright one who make the path of the righteous level.
你为正直的主必修平义人的路。
So in order to prepare a smooth path,
所以我们为了要预备一条平坦的路，
John is saying we must be righteous.
施洗约翰告诉我们，我们必须先要做一个正直的人。为什么呢？要怎样做呢？
Clear our way out of sin.
我们必定要脱离犯罪的生命。
And don't be a stumbling block to the lives to others.
我们不要成为其他的人的绊脚石。
So to say that we have to prepare means we have to prepare the glorious coming King.
所以在这里我们所说的预备，就是要预备主耶稣再来这个荣耀的降临。
So when John the Baptist spoke that one, Jesus was not born yet. Jesus was born.
当施洗约翰讲这一句话的时候，耶稣已经降生了。
But let's see how John tells us, how do you prepare?
我们来看看施洗约翰教导我们怎样去预备。
He says here, confess and repentance.
在这里他说，我们应当认罪悔改。
So in this verse,
所以在这一节的圣经里面， 要承认你们的罪，在约旦河里要受他的洗。
So the second key word.
所以第二个重要的字句。
John is saying confess.
就是要我们承认，是洗约翰说的。
Many Christians, sorry to say, they think the confession is a very little minor thing.
有很多的基督徒，他们认为认罪呢是一个很小的事情。
I have heard Christians say to me.
我有听到基督徒跟我说。
Why do we need to confess when our God is all-knowing? He know what I've done right. He know what I've done wrong.
为什么我们要认罪呢？我们的神他都知道我们做的是对还是做的是错，我们何必再去认罪呢？
So when we pray, we usually, normally, not all, will skip confession.
所以很多时候在祷告的时候，很多的时候都不去认罪。
I call it a generic statement.
我觉得这个就是一个很普遍的一个事实。
The Lord forgive me.
我们说神啊，求你赦免我们。
There's any sin in me.
假如我里面有什么罪。
This is not a really confession.
这个不是真实的认罪。
Confession means to acknowledge and admit that we have done something wrong.
认罪呢，就是说我们知道我们所做的某一件事是错的，我们在神的面前承认。
Let me give you one example.
让我来看，给你们看一个比例。
Say I commit a crime.
我犯了一个罪。
And I am convicted it's wrong.
我心里已经受责备，知道我所做的是错的。
And I go to the police station.
我到警察局去。
I say this example because when I was a teacher in high school.
我要讲这个比例，就是因为当我在中学教书的时候。
Being the head of a disciplinary teacher.
我在那里，那个地方是做一个教师专门来责罚这些不听话的学生。
I always bring naughty boys to the police station.
我有些时候也把那些很不听话的学生把他们带到警察局。
And I learned what the inspector is saying to my naughty boy.
我就学习到那个警察长怎样对这个犯罪的学生说。
So if I have committed a crime,
所以我就知道，假如我犯了一个罪行
，I tell the police I confess I did it.
我跟警察说，我承认是我做错了。
The police is not going to accept that statement.
警察呢不会这样子很随便的接受你所说的。
He will follow up the question too.
第二个问题接下去呢，警察就要再问了。
You know what they will ask?
你知道他要问什么呢
？Okay.You confess, but what did you do?
好，你已经承认了。我想要知道你到底做了什么错。
It is not good enough to have a general confession. I did it.
你很普遍的，很随便就说，哦，我做错了。
Confession need to be direct and specific.
在认罪呢，乃是要很直接，还要个别讲出你的罪。
A Christian asks.
基督徒问
If God already know everything,
假如基督徒假如神已经知道所做的一切
Why do we need to be specific in our confession?
为什么呢在认罪的时候我要个别谈出我所犯的那个罪
My only answer is it is biblical, biblical.
我要告诉你要这样子来做呢是圣经里面要我们做的
Why?Because in 1 John he said, if we confess our sin,
因为在约翰一书里面说，假如我们承认我们的罪，
God is faithful,
我们的神是信实的，
and just and will forgive us our sin,
也是公义的神，他必定会赦免我们的罪。
And he further he did, he purified us from all unrighteousness.
接下去主说，他要洁净我们一切的不义。
So, brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
it is very biblical to be specific in our confession.
圣经里面教导我们，我们要个别谈出我们所做的罪，然后承认出来。
Then John go on to verse 11.
接下来在第十一节，约翰施洗约翰在说
I baptize you with water for repentance.
施洗约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗。叫你们悔改。
So, So he follow up the third word.
所以第三个重要的字句就是
So some of you are thinking.
就是悔改。
Pastor Philip, you have just talked about confession. Yeah. Now, you are telling us to repent.
菲利牧师，你刚才你叫我们要承认我们的罪，现在你又叫我们要悔改。
To some Christians, confession and repentance are equivalent.
啊，有些基督徒认为认罪、悔改是一样的。
It is not equivalent.
绝对不是一样的。
Repentance is taking the confession to a higher level.
啊，悔改呢，就是把我们所承认的罪过带到更高的一层。
It is the next step to prepare for the coming of the Lord.
我们乃是带到神的面前，来预备主耶稣的再来。
Ah, this trip in Adelaide, I learned a lot with kids.
哎，在这一次我跟孙子在一起的时候，我看到学到很多事。
And I believe some of you have young kids at home will learn the same thing as what I have learned.
Yeah, 我相信你们在家里有小孩子的，你们也会遇到好像我所遇见的事情。
This is what I learned.
我所学习的是。
I'm only a grandpa.
我只是一个祖父。
So I have to quietly tell my children what to do.
Children or grandchildren?
My children, my son,
and
my daughter-in-law.
所以呢，我需要告诉我的儿子和媳妇。
Stand there, observe.
我站在那边观察。
Now let's say you have a son.
比如说你有一个儿子。
Who is always hitting his younger brother?
啊，一常常呢在打他的小啊小弟弟。
Quite common, isn't it?
是不是呢?
And you have told him so many times.
那你一直警告这一个孩子。
It is wrong to hit your younger brother.
不可以一直在打你的小弟弟。
Stop it.
你要停止，不可以再打。
That's the lingo they talk.
哎，他们常常就是这样子说。
But it's still a problem.
但是人，这个问题仍旧存在。
From time to time.
啊，一直在重复。
One time,
一次,
I stand there and look.
我就站在那边看。
I catch the elder brother.
我就抓到了这一个比较大的。
Hitting the younger brother.
他打他的小弟弟。
You know what I have to say?
你知道我要讲什么呢?
Excuse me.
对不起哦。
You are caught in the nick of time in the act that you hit your brother, not your brother hit you.
你打你的小弟弟的时候，那个时刻被我看到了。
Where's my authority? My authority is transcended, transferred to the parent.
啊，我的权柄在哪里呢？我就把我的权柄交给做父亲的。
I say, "Ah, Kong saw what happened."
我就说，公公看到兄弟打架。
The elder brother hit the younger brother.
大哥打小弟。
He said, "Then the parent said." Come here.
啊，做父亲的就说你们过来。
The elder brother just stand there and say, "I am sorry."
啊，大哥呢就说哦。
I hit my brother, mommy.
我对不起了，妈妈，我打了小弟弟。
The mom forgive him immediately.
啊，妈妈呢随时就赦免他。
Before you know it, the mom before the mom knew it again.
在当他妈妈。在知道的时候
The little boy go up to the back room.
啊，这个小弟弟呢，就到后面的房间。
And smack his younger brother again.
啊，这个大哥呢，又在打他的弟弟。
How do you feel if you are mother and father?
啊，假如你说做父母亲的，你要怎么做？你的感觉
是怎样？Is the child going to be in trouble again?
是不是这个孩子要再被打吗
？To me.He is still in trouble.
哎，对我看来，这个孩子也是遇到麻烦了。
How does this story relate to this message?
所以这个小小的故事怎样跟今天的信息有
关呢？My question is, what's the difference between confession and repentance?
啊，我的问题就是承认、认罪和悔改有什么不同
？The child confessed, "Yes, sorry, mommy, I hit my brother."
啊，这个孩子呢，大哥呢，他说：“妈妈，对不起，我打了小弟。”
But this younger, elder brother has no repentance.
但是这个大哥他没有悔改的心。
I said just now, confession and repentance is to a higher level.
啊，当我们认罪，但是我们需要悔改，这是比较高的一个层次。
This is repentance. Repentance is turn around and then change your behavior.
啊，什么是悔改呢？悔改呢，就是你回转。不再做刚才犯罪的事。
You see what you are doing wrong.
你已经发觉你所做的是错的。
But now you do a different thing because of the change of conduct.
但是因为你的行动有了改变，所以你就做不再做了。
So we will not be guilty of doing anything wrong again because we change our conduct.
因为我们的行为已经改变了。
So we confess and we go back to the same old way. You are not repenting.
假如呢，我们认罪了，仍旧在重复所犯的罪，那你不是悔改。
I said to one brother in Malaysia, "You are a chain smoker."
啊，我也曾经对一个弟兄说，你是每天吸烟不停的。
Now you repent.
现在你悔改。
And I am very polite.At the same time, very strict.
所以我就很比较斯文，同时我也很严格。
Make sure, brother, I don't see the cigarette stick in your hand on the road from now on.
我说从现在开始，我希望不会在街头马路的时候看到你的手，人就拿了香烟。
Why confession and repentance is so important?
为什么我们承认和悔改是这么的重要
？I believe repentance is more exciting to the angelic host in heaven.
我觉得当我们悔改的时候，天上的天君是更加的欢喜。
Why I say that?
为什么呢
？You remember a parable story of 99 sheep?
啊，你们记得吗？有一个故事讲到九十九只
羊。The shepherd found one sheep was lost. One sheep.
那个牧羊人看到九十九一百只羊，有一只丧失了。
And when he found the one lost sheep.
啊，看见一只羊迷失了，后来他就找回了这迷失的羊。
He called his friends together and celebrate.
哎，他就叫了所有的人一起来庆祝这只迷失的羊回来了。
And Jesus replied,
主耶稣回答说,
I tell you that in the same way there is joy in heaven over one sinner who repent, not confess, who repent.
主耶稣说, 我假如有一个犯罪的人他悔改呢,
then over 99 righteous person who did not repent,
会欢喜快乐。
You see, confession is not enough, church.
这样的事好过九十九次还没有悔改。
John is saying, God and the angels truly excited when repentance happened in heaven.
啊，假如呢，悔改的事件发生呢，天君都在欢喜快乐。
So John used a third word, repent.
哎，也是使约翰用了第三个字，也就是要悔改。
Matthew 3:8.
在马太福音第三章第八节里面说，你们要借出果子来，以悔改的心相称。
Finally, John used the word produce.
哎，在最后呢，以施洗约翰用了一个字，用了这个字，借出果子。
John said, produce fruit in keeping with repentance.
以施洗约翰说，要借出悔改的果子，以悔改的心相称。
So when we confess, when you change, you will produce fruit of repentance.
所以当我们承认，当我们悔改改变的时候，我们就会结出悔改的果子来。
The Jewish people think
that 犹太人想
that they are already a chosen people of God.
他们想说他们是神所拣选的民族。
But John the Baptist rebuked them.
但是施洗约翰却责备他们。
They thought that they have the covenant of Abraham as their forefather.
他们以为他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕已经跟神立约了。
He's saying that, yes, you are a natural descendant of Abraham.
所以他们觉得他们就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
That is not enough.
这样子还不够。
That is what John said.
约翰是这样子告诉他们。
So to me, God is saying,
在这里神对我们说
in a modern context,
在我们用现在的语文来
说 going to the church attendant is not enough.
我们单单来教会参加聚会是不够的。
A family history born in a Christian home is not enough.
假如你的家庭的背景你是出生在信基督教的家庭里面是不可绝不足够的。
Let's face the real world today.
所以我们今天我们来面对现实的世界。
Let's say if you have a job.
比如来说你有一份的工作。
And you don't perform to produce anything.
但是你在工作上在公司里面你没有表现出你的工作的。
You're going to be fired.
有一天你必定被辞职。
John is telling us that if we don't produce fruit in our Christian life,
约翰跟我们说，假如在我们基督徒的生命里面，我们没有结出果子的时候，
God is not going to have any part in our inner conviction.
神啊，他就不会继续在我们的心里面做感动的工作。
Without fruit, there is no real repentance.
假如没有结出果子，就是表明你没有真正的悔改。
When I meditate, I say, God, you are absolutely wise.
所以在我想这一件事的时候，我就发觉神实在是有智慧啊。
Produce the fruit of repentance.
我们要结出悔改的果子，与悔改的心相称。
So when there is a fire of purification inside you,
假如在你的里面呢，有火来炼净你，
you will produce fruit of righteousness.
你就会结出公义的果子。
Fire is an immoral. It can be good, it can be bad.
这个火呢？可以说，有时候可以说是好的，有时候是不好的。
Fire shine.
我们看到有火呢，就会照亮。
Fire warmers in the winter season, right?
在冷的天气，我们有火的时候，我们觉得温暖。
But fire can burn and destroy us, right?
但是火呢，也能够燃烧我们。
So how do you apply all what John said?
所以我们怎样来使用？
Baptism with water and baptism with fire.
讲到就是用水施洗，还有以火来施洗。
Baptism with water is an outward work.
我们用水来洗礼呢，是外在的行为。
Baptism with fire is an inner work.
那火呢，在我们里面使我们悔改呢，这个是内在的工作。
When we are dirty in our body, we make shower. Water cleanses the outward.
当我们外在污染了、肮脏的时候，我们用水来洗净。
But a fire purifies within us.
但是唯有火能够在我们的内心来炼净我们。
So because of this, then we understand why John mentioned the wrath of God.
所以在这里，我们就会了解施洗约翰讲到神的愤怒。
The coming kingdom, but he says, beware of the wrath of God.
在这里，圣经里面说，天国近了，我们要小心神的愤怒。
Now let's see why he mentioned it.
我们来看为什么他这样子来说呢？
Verse 7.
第七节，约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
Verse 10.
第十节，现在福子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
Verse 12.
十二节，在他的手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
John here used three symbolic figurative language.
约翰在这里他用了三个形容词来形容。
He's saying, God is angry with you.
他说神的愤怒已经临到你们了。
So John emphasized his message by mentioning three figure of speech.
对，在这里呢，约翰呢就用了三个东西来形容这一件事。
First, he mentioned about The axe.
第一呢，他就是讲到斧头。
The second, he mentioned about the winnowing fork.
在这里呢，他就讲到那个鸡啊，簸箕。
You know, in Israel, when they try to separate the wheat from the chaff,
在以色列呢，当他们要这个分开麦子和麦子的壳的时候
，they use a big fork.
他们就用了一个很大的器具
，and throw it into the air.
就把这麦呢全部丢在天空
，and the chaff will be blown by the wind.
那一个。麦子被分开的时候，风就把它吹掉。
The heavy wheat will drop down.
那比较重的就是麦的种子呢，就跌在地上。
This is his second figure of speech.
这就是用第二个的形容。
The third is unquenchable fire.
第三呢，它就是用不能够消灭的火。
So here, John is saying two emphatic messages.
所以在这里，施洗约翰乃是讲到。他郑重地讲到两个信息。
The first is the coming of destruction of the Jewish nation.
他就讲到以色列国将要被毁灭。
He said, "Now the axe is at the root of the tree."
他说斧头已经在这个树根
Secondly,
树根里了。
The winnowing fork is now to separate the chaff and the wheat.
现在也就是将麦的壳和麦分开的时候。
It means to separate the righteous and the wicked.
就是要将称义的和邪恶的人分开。
And finally, there was an unquenchable fire.
最后还有一个不能够消灭的火。
Which symbolized the eternal pain that will accompany with the suffering in the hell.
就是代表了以后在地狱里面面对燃烧的火。
But he do not stop there, John.
但是施洗约翰不应这样子就停止
了。He say in point two.
他说
，Do not say we have Abraham as our father.
他说你们不要说我们有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。
Verse nine.
第九节，不要自己心里说。有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗，我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
The Jewish people is saying, "Don't talk to us about the wrath of God."
犹太人说，你们不要跟我们讲到神的愤怒。
He's saying wrath belongs to the Gentiles.
他说神的愤怒只能够临到外邦人。
And it's not to the descendant of Abraham.
绝对不会临到。亚伯拉罕的后裔。
In other words, the Jewish people were saying,
换一句话说，犹太人说
，Oh, we are the descendant of Abraham, guaranteed for the security of salvation.
他说，我们是亚伯拉罕的，亚伯拉罕是我们的祖宗，我们确实能够得到救恩的。
Let's see what was their reasoning.
我们要来看他们是怎样来强辩呢？
So this is what John responds.
所以在这个时候，约翰就说
，God is able to turn this stone to raise up children of Abraham.
他说，神必定能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
And the Jews were thinking the promise was made to the children of Abraham, and they are blessed.
犹太人的后裔就是说，神必定会祝福亚伯拉罕的后裔，他们必是蒙福的子孙。
Hey, including my eternal security blessing.
这也包括了我以后永久的安全和
救恩。So the Jewish people were thinking.
所以犹太人想说
，Circumcision was the way as covenanted as a people of God.
因着有行了这个割礼，他们就已经。在神的约里面是属于神的人。
That is partially true. Every Jewish boy has to be circumcised in the Old Testament.
是的，在旧约的时候，每个犹太人都经过割礼。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because circumcision is the sign of Jewish continuity race.
在这个割礼呢，就是一个表示说。犹太人是继续是属于神的子民。
But John is saying the baptism is a sign of spiritual reality.
但是施洗约翰说，我们这个洗礼呢，就是继续在属灵里面的生命。
So the Jewish people were thinking.
对这些犹太人，他们想说
，Since God cannot be a liar.
既然神是不说谎言的
So we as the children descendant of Abraham, we are saved.
我们既然就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，那我们应该是得救的。
Then if God destroy his own chosen race,
假如神要毁灭他自己选择的子民，
there will be no one left to fulfill the promises to and would have proved to be that God is a liar.
所以呢，他们就会能够来证明说神是说谎言的。
So the Jewish people,
所以犹太人
use the faithfulness of God,
他们利用神的信实
as their warrant for eternal salvation to be 100% secure.
认为他们在神的里面，他们能够得到他们的救恩。
So John baptism was a sign of personal, individual confession and repentance.
所以慈禧约翰的那个禧呢，就是个人的认罪悔改。
It's not a sign of birth into the covenant family, the chosen people of God.
这些犹太人他们认为，经过约翰的施洗，就不是属于在神的约里面的人。
So John's voice in the wilderness, he says, "Come, confess and repent, and offer a new sign, the baptism."Of repentance.
所以施洗约翰在旷野中，他的呼声就叫所有的人来承认、悔改、认罪。
Later on in Paul in Acts, repent and be baptized.
后来在使徒行传里面，保罗说：“我们一定要悔改受洗。”
So John's response is very stunning and shocking.The Jewish people.
约翰他所宣告的是这些以色列人非常的惊讶。
Yes, you are right about the faithfulness of God.
是你说神是信实的，是对的。
But you make a terrible mistake in thinking that if you perish in his wrath, he cannot fulfill his promise.
但是假如你说在神的愤怒中你被消灭了，神就不能够成就他的应许。
John says, sorry, you are wrong.
约翰说：“对不起，你们的想法是错的。”
He said, "God will raise up children to Abraham from this stone, even the Gentiles like us."
他说：“神呢，能够在这个石头上生在石头里面兴起了
Abraham
亚伯拉罕的子孙，包括了外邦人。”
This is God's word.
这是神的话。
So he will not fulfill his word to unbelieving, unrepentant sinners.
神绝对不会在那不愿意悔改、不愿意认罪的罪人的当中实现他的话。
Even the Jewish race,
甚至包括了犹太人。
So we have to raise up stones to become children who believe, confess.And repent.
所以神呢，要从石头中兴起了亚伯拉罕的后裔，是能够承认悔改的人。
So briefly speaking,
所以很简单的来说
，John is saying, "Hey, Jewish ethnic people, listen, three warning."
所以约翰呢，就对现代的以色列人说，这里有三个警告。
Remember the Jewish coming to the River Jordan one by one baptized by John.
记得在那个时候也有一些的以色列人来到河边。
There were Pharisees and Sadducees and lawyers.
当中也包括了法利赛人、撒都该人，还有律师在那边观看。
First warning.
第一个警告。
There's a danger of being a spectator.
假如你只是成为一个观众了，这是有危险的。
Coming to see what is happening to John.
你假如来观看约翰要做的是什么？
Dangerous.
那你只是观看而已，这是很危险的。
You haven't got the John the Baptist message.
你还没有领受到施洗约翰的信息。
And second warning.
第二个警告。
You just don't have verbal confession.
你在口里没有承认。
Which is not enough.
这个也是不够的。
The Sadducees, the Pharisees, they reject John's message.
以法利赛人、撒都该人，他们拒绝领受施洗约翰的信息。
They did not repent.
他们不愿意悔改。
How do I know?
我怎样知道呢？
I cross reference to Luke.
在这个路加福音里面有说，众百姓和税吏 既受过约翰的洗，听见这话就以神为义。法利赛人和律法师没有受过约翰的洗，竟为自己废弃了神的旨意。
You see, they refuse to be baptized by John the Baptist.
他们拒绝不要施洗约翰为他们施洗。
My baptism is a baptism of repentance.
施洗约翰说，他的洗就是叫人悔改的洗。
But the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the lawyers say, "Oh no, I am righteous. I am a chosen people. I have the covenant of circumcision."
但是法利赛人、撒杜盖人和这些律师说，我不需要来施洗，因为我是神立约的后代，我是经过割礼的。
And John gave them the third warning.
施洗约翰给他们第三个警告。
The anger of thinking that righteousness is from their forefathers who will cover enough for their eternal salvation.
这个三个警告就是说，他们因着他们的祖宗是跟神立约，他们以为他们就不需要再施洗，他们是得救的。这种的想法是错的。
Many people today, even today,
就是在今天
has got two deception.
有两个受欺骗的原因。
Oh, I don't go to church. Oh, I don't want to be baptized.
我不需要去教会，我不需要受洗。
As long as my father and mother go to church,
只要我父母亲有上教会，
I have a godly family.
或者是我有了敬虔的家庭。
History, I tell all my six grandchildren.
这一次我跟六位孙子说，
They are now growing up.
他们现在在增长。
Understand what Akong is saying.
他们都明白我所说的。
Hey, listen, grandchildren.
我告诉他们，你们要听。
Every day of the week and every week of the month, love the Lord more and more.
我告诉他们要每一天、每一个月、每一年，要比前一天更加的爱主。
Don't just because Daddy is a Christian, Akong is a pastor.I am holy, holy.
不要因为爸爸是基督徒，阿公是牧师，我们都是自然而然圣洁的。
You have to be born again and be baptized.
每个人都要重生的。
That's the first deception. Secondly,
第二个
a righteous behavior of my forefather is good enough for me.
他说我的祖宗他们都有好行为，都是称义的人，那对我已经够好了。
I tell you what God spoke my second night in Adelaide.
神在第二天的时候在 Adelaide 告诉我。
I'm going to tell it to the church.
我要向今天要向教会来说。
Then I say, say again. A good life in modern worldDoes not want to be disciplined.
这过着一个享受的生活的人，通常都不要受到不要受到纪律的。
I start to think.
所以我就开始想。
It's very early in the morning.
在清早的时候。
I say, a good life do not require to be disciplined.
所以一个过着一享受生活的人，他们不愿意过着一个有纪律的生活。
Children are behaving like this today.
今天有很多的孩子是这样子，所以我就看
到 God's children are behaving like this.
神的儿女有时候也是这样。
So the tragic thought is, we are all acceptable to God because of Christian family.Because of good behavior of the forefathers?
神接纳我们是不是因为我们来自敬虔的家庭，而且还有信主的祖宗呢？不是。
If I'm a cow,
假如我是一只牛，
you know what's a cow?
你们知道牛吗？
And I live in a cow shed.
住在牛棚里面。
Do I become a cow?
我是不是会成为一只牛呢？
I like to say this to myself. I always say this as my slogan.
我常常
If I'm a cow and live in a cow shed, do I become a cow?
假如我是一只牛，我住在牛棚里面，我是不是始终都是一只牛呢？
So John is correct.
在这里呢，施洗约翰是对的。
The axe is at the root of the tree.
那个斧头已经在树根那边了。
No matter how tall your tree is.
不管你的树长得多高。
No matter how green your tree is.
不管你的叶子长得多么的
精髓。No matter how appear, yeah, you are a mighty Christian.
啊，无论你外面表现你是一个好像大有能力的基督徒。
John is saying.
约翰说。
Bear fruit of repentance in the tree.
你一定要结出悔改的果子。假如你是那一株树
，tall and greeny，
是又高又青翠的。
You don't bear fruit.
假如你没有结出果子
，The Lord is saying, "I will axe you from the root."
啊，主说他要用斧头
and cast you into the fire and be burned.
从那个根那边把它砍掉，然后丢在火中燃烧。然后就除掉。
So、brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
is more powerful than we. John tells us in verse 11, I baptize you with water.
约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
In the Jewish culture.
在这个犹太人的风俗里面
If the slave did something for the master、
啊、假如一个做奴仆的替他的主人做了一件事
The disciple has no position to unloose the sandal、
啊、就是说、啊、这些使徒呢 他们的门徒呢绝对不能够为着他的主人提鞋。
But I am very touched by John the Baptist.
但是在这里我受到了很大的感动。
I am not worthy, even not worthy to unloose. Not to say that we cannot unloose. I'm not worthy to unloose Jesus' sandal.
施洗约翰说我就是给他提鞋也不配。他非常的谦卑。
Why did he say that?
为什么他这么说呢?
The next day he saw Jesus coming.
第二天他看到耶稣来
了。He said, Behold, the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world.
他说看啊神的羔羊来到要除去世人的罪孽。
John is saying, Jesus, you are more powerful than me.
约翰说耶稣你比我能力更大。
So we are told that Jesus, through John, that he is going toSacrifice his death for me. Take away the sin of the world is to death.
所以借着约翰，我们就看到主耶稣要除去世人的罪孽。
John understand.
约翰他了解
the Old Testament.
他明白旧约。
So the purpose of Jesus' baptism.
所以主耶稣的洗。
That Christ might be revealed to John and all the people around.
就是基督能够向。施洗约翰和其他附近的人
No wonder when Jesus came up the Jordan, heaven opened.
所以当主耶稣从水中起来的时候天开了。
It is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
天上有圣灵说这是我的爱子。
So Jesus
所以主耶稣
is the anointed coming king.
就是受膏
He is great, John said.His sacrifice is great, John said.
啊，约翰说他是伟大的，他为了
世人牺牲。So he takes away the sin of the world.
为了要除去世人的罪孽。
How do you do that?
我们要怎样呢？
We have two messages here. Number one, he is the Lamb of God and take away the sin of the world.
啊，他是神的羔羊，要除去世人罪孽的神。
It's still relevant for us today.
今天我们仍旧这样子承认。
We can still apply it today.
我们仍旧能够让神来除去我们的罪孽。
Jesus died for us.
主耶稣为我们死。
And then, he gave us the promises of salvation.
他就给我们救恩的应许。
So that's why he said, Behold the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world.
他说看啊神的羔羊除去世人的罪孽。
So we have to recognize our sin.
所以呢我们要承认我们的罪。
We have to be very sorrowful in our confession and repentance.
当我们在认罪我们要需要悔改的时候我们是带着忧伤的心来悔改。
Turn to the loving and merciful God.
我们要回转向这一位慈爱蛮有怜悯的神。
Then we have the fruit of repentance.
那我们就会结出悔改的果
子。The word says, prove it that God created the world.
我圣经里面说是神创造天地。
The world say, prove it that God is love.
世界的人说，你证我证明神是爱。
But what did John say? Prove what?
约翰说，我们要
证明什么？ Prove that you have received the eternal salvation. Produce the fruit of repentance.
啊，我们要证明我们已经接触了悔改的果子，我们已经得到救恩。
Let's be able to produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够接触圣灵的果子。
I conclude with a story.
啊，有一个故事。
A father and his son was strolling along a street.
啊，一个爸爸带着他儿子在街上。
Passing a very high, tall building under construction, very high, 20 to 30 story.
啊，他就经过一个正在建造的一个摩天大楼。
The young son looked up.
这个年轻的孩子向上看的时候。他说：“爸爸
，What are those little boys doing up there？
你看，为什么在上面有小小的人在做事？他们做什么呢
？”Daddy turned round.
他爸爸
，Hey little boy，
他说：“小孩子啊
，You think they are little boy? They are not. They are adult there working to construct this skyscraper building.
你认为在上面在工作的人是小孩子吗？不是，他们都是成人，他们在建造这个摩天大楼。
The boy stood there and keep looking.”
这个小孩子在地上就一直看上面。
The boy said,
这个孩子说
Daddy,
他说爸爸
I guess,
我猜猜
When they reach heaven, there won't be anything left in them.
啊，我相信他们到天堂的时候他们都没有留下什么。
In other words, they become invisible.
好，换一句话说
so high.
他们到了这样高到了天上更高的时候他们就不能被人看见了。
What is the spiritual application?
在这里呢，我们要怎样从属灵的
方面来看 the nearer you come to Christ,
我们越靠近基督的时候
Christ increase and we decrease, the Bible says.
圣经里面说，我们的神增大，我们变成更加的微小。
And others see more Christ in you.
那其他的人看到更多的基督在你的生命
里面。Because you produce fruits of repentance.
因为你已经结出了悔改的果子。
So brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹。
We are not the Christ.
我们不是基督。
We are Christ's children redeemed by His blood.
我们都是基督的儿女，我们被他的宝血救赎了。
So my message this starting year is point Jesus to your loved one.
所以今天我要劝大家，请你们把主耶稣介绍给你们亲爱的人、家人。
First, you prepare yourself in the wilderness.
第一呢，
good.
你在这个旷野里面，你先要预备你自己，
Confess,
你要承认罪恶
and repent.
你要悔改。
And more important, the last step, produce fruit of repentance.
更重要的，你要结出悔改的果子。
So I have an altar call now.
在这时我要做一个呼召。
If you are not a Christian today,
今天假如你还不是基督徒
and not saved, you need to come to the Lord this morning and clean out all the things in your life.
主耶稣说你们都要来到主的面前除去你们一切的误会。
Secondly,
第二
if you are a Christian,
假如你已经是基督徒
and you have unconfessed sin,
你还没有承认你所有的罪
Confess and repent and pray that the Lord will forgive you.
那你要承认啊你的罪，你要悔改，要祷告神赦免你的罪。
Lastly, if you need the Holy Spirit to help you,
假如你需要圣灵来帮助你
you pray that the Lord's Spirit will empower you and strengthen you this year.
你求今天啊，在今年的时候
Let's sing the last song.
神的能力大大的来充满你们。